It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Drive the seat.
This song was amazing. How many movies was this one in?
I know.
And everyone knows this. I don't care who you are. Whatever generation, you heard this somewhere.
On some movie. Yeah, so it's One Hit Wonder Day, so I found this song.
This has got
to be one of the One Hit Wonders.
That's a great One Hit Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But they just disappeared. I mean, they exploded. As soon as the song was pressed, they exploded. They were nowhere to be found.
This is why you should start believing in aliens.
I think aliens took them.
Well, the aliens heard the song and thought, we need everything but the tears. What's it called?
Sniffing the tears.
We need sniffing the tears. The aliens heard this song and they came down. They grabbed the band.
So sniffing the tears right now is on Mars. Is that what you're saying?
Or some planet we never heard of.
Interesting.
I mean, it explains a lot of these really big, huge one-hit wonders that were so good and then gone. But not even just gone, like they tried to put another song, we just didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was literally like they vanished off the planet.
So they're hanging out with Soft Cell right now.
But it's another song that, I mean, everyone loved this. Okay, so this was in Coneheads, Sleepers, Private Parts, 200 Cigarettes, Cherish, Kangaroo Jack. That's only half the list.
And every radio station I've ever been on, we played
13
this
Going On 30, Little Black Book, Misconception, Bruno. Amazing. This was in, just pick a movie. It was in it somewhere. La La Land.
I wonder on Planet Nebulon if Soft Cell opens for Flock of Seagulls or the Flock of Seagulls opens for Sniffing the Tears.
It's probably alphabetical.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Hard to keep up.
So they just took all the one-hit wonder bands. I think one of the best one-hit wonders is this, because the band was so talented, the singer was so good, that you really can't cover this song because nobody can sing like this guy.
Oh my God, yeah, aha.
Right. So they're the first ones to go on stage on Planet Nebulon because their name starts with an A.
That's right. How great was the parody that Family Guy did of this? Where Chris gets pulled into the dairy case. And this is what's going on behind the dairy case?
Yes. They couldn't write another song. Just one.
It doesn't make sense because he's a good-looking guy with a great voice.
Awesome voice.
Happens to these guys?
I don't know. I mean, listen to the octaves. He goes up
yeah.
more.
Yeah. Oh my God, those are notes that nobody can. That's like John Legend territory.
Right, that's why you don't hear anybody covering the song, because they can't.
Right.
Weezer tried. But they couldn't get close.
You can't, no. If you don't have this voice, you can't do it.
Right.
This is one of my favorite one-hit wonders. Because it doesn't feel like a one-hit wonder. It feels like this band should have gone on. I feel like they did a lot of songs I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. But no, they only did one. This
one. It's amazing. But this is a great song.
This is in every Vietnam movie.
Yes.
You must be on a helicopter with no doors when this song comes on.
Yeah, you got dirt on your face.
You got a cigarette pack in your helmet.
Right. You know, you're holding an AK-47.
Sleeves are cut off. You're holding a gun. Getting ready to drop napalm.
Let's see.
So does Sir Mix-a-Lot open for Norman Greenbaum or does Ski-Lo?
Okay, you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
This song, Spirit in the Sky, I can't even read all the movies it was in. But let me start with Apollo 13, Ocean's 11, Simple Plan, Sandlot 2, The War, Guardians of the Galaxy, of course,
yeah.
Wayne's World 2, Remember the Titans, My Name is Joe, Witchblade, Encino Man. I mean, it was in... and TV.
Oh, every TV song.
The Office, Law and Order, Crossing Jordan, American Pie, Drew Carey, My Name is Earl, Swingtown, Shameless, House, One Tree Hill.
See, because...
Wow, they really milked this song. They got a lot out of it.
When he was taken by aliens, then there's nobody to sue him for putting it on the movie or the TV show. So it's free game.
I feel like that's how a lot of the one-hit wonders stay in business. You know, people keep using their songs over and over for every time. You know, because you love the song. You're like, I want to make a movie with this in it.